this way. But there is more to life than staying home and crying on a Sunday. I tried to tell.
WJCU. It's currently 43 degrees outside, partly cloudy, rain possible for this evening, and it is currently 9:18.
So it's not really the top of the hour, then. It's kind of like the middle of the hour.
I think it's like more of a quarter of the hour.
But you know what? That was actually really good. You did a great job on that. You were doing that off the air, and I'm like, man, you need to do that on the air. What the heck? The guys, thanks for coming down. What's up?
Not much, man.
How's it going?
Pretty good. Doing a radio show. Introduce yourselves. Who are you?
I'm Nathan Hedges. From Cities and Coasts, singer, guitar player.
And I'm Mikey T. Gould, percussion.
And radio personality.
And radio personality. I'll be here all night.
So why are you here now? You're talking about a big show coming up November 28th, huh?
Yeah, November 28th we're playing at the Beachland Ballroom. Saturday after Thanksgiving. It should be a good weekend. Good show. Good night for a show. Cities and Coasts, we're releasing a new single. And then we've got our really good friends, Dan Maraldi and the Chaos Band, who's on your station. And then our really good friends, Uptight Sugar, who are so good. You need to get them on the station if they're not already on your station. But it's going to be a really good, fun night. It's going to be awesome.
Your jacket is very noisy.
Mine isn't noisy?
I thought it was something on my end. And I'm like, what?
It's squeaky.
Yeah, it's squeaky.
I like it.
Squeaky jacket. No, it's cool. That's cool. Well, we're going to debut Finer Than Gold. The single that that you're releasing right here, first on WJCU.
Yeah, this
Thank
is a first.
You for
you're the only person that has this. It's not even like mastered. It's just like we're ready to roll.
I feel special. Actually, I felt nervous earlier. I'm like, wow, I really don't want to screw this up.
I don't want to play this.
No, I want to play it. I don't want to screw it up. There's still time for me to do that, so I'm just going to keep knocking on whatever this is.
Yeah.
But tell me about the song. This is going to be kind of, you know, we were talking off the air, kind of reflective of the new album that's going to be coming out next year, right?
Yeah, so... you know, the first record, I mean, everything we do is a nod to our influences. And, you know, I grew up listening to a lot of these soul, California pop bands, Detroit, Motown, all that kind of stuff. All these, you know, Beatles, Beach Boys. That's kind of our basis of what me personally as a songwriter I loved and grew up on. So with the first record, you know, it's very heavy on the harmonies and the melodies and the hooks. And then... you know, you kind of build a foundation. This is what our band sounds like. This is what we are. And now that we've built that foundation, it's like, okay, well, we kind of feel like let's expand upon some of these ideas and vibes that we want to have and just really explore each song the way that it's supposed to go, you know? I don't know if that makes
sense.
That
makes sense.
Each song is, they're different from the rest of the first record, but new and fresh in a different way, and each one's going to be... you're still going to have that Cities and Coasts foundation, but then we get to kind of explore and do what we want to do with it. So it's going to be exciting and new and just, I don't know, exciting.
That's awesome. Well, it's a natural evolution, I think, for you guys. I mean, you know, you had your last record, and which did tremendous, and I can't wait to, you know, I listened to the single three times already, so I can't wait to hear the new the new stuff. And, yeah, I mean, that's completely natural. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, thanks, man. We're really excited. So,
and who's in the band? You've got 73 people in there, right?
73.
It's always a very revolving door of a of Cleveland acts,
yeah,
and musicians. So,
yeah, this show is going to be, I mean, me on vocals and guitar. I'm probably the staple. I'll always be there, and then Mike Jury on the bass, and then Mike Gould on the drums. This show. And then we've got Scott Griffin on saxophone. We've got Tony Zaro from Midnight Passenger on vocals. We've got John and Bree Bryant from Jab Tune on background vocals, and Stephanie from These Knees on guitar and piano. So,
and good news, I heard, Mikey, you're actively auditioning roadies for this show.
We are, yes. You could send those to Nathan Hedges at hotmail.com, and that's spelled hotmail with an L-E, not A-I-L. But yes, if you're interested, he's very interested.
Who uses Hotmail anymore?
Exactly.
No idea.
Okay.
Weird people.
Well, anyway, enough talking, because we're just going to keep digging ourselves a hole. Mm-hmm. How about we debut Finer Than Gold?
All right.
You cool with that?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, cool. Finer Than Gold, Cities and Coasts, here on Neo Rocks.
To notice you staring from the other side of this room, of this room. It's so hard to believe it's true. I spent all these years just thinking about you, about you.
Microphone there. That was awesome. Brand new music from Cities and Coasts, Finer Than Gold, debuting here on Neo Rocks. Thanks for giving that to us.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, no thanks problem. For having us.
That's a cool too. I like that Bigsby solo. Now you play that yourself, Nathan, right?
I did. I wrote it and played it myself.
Look at you. Look at you. Yeah, I mean, you know, listening to that song, you could definitely hear, again, I use the word evolution, but yeah. You really can hear that in that song. And like you said, the album that's going to be coming out next year should also reflect that.
Oh yeah, for sure. Just expanding upon those like foundations that we built and just, you know, we learned a lot. I mean, it sounds crazy because we're still a relatively new band. I mean, we this whole idea came like last summer, and then we put this out last October was the release of this Postcards from the Great Lakes. So just playing and playing these songs live and, you know, adding different people to the band and writing new and kind of discovering ourselves and what we were capable of doing is kind of what is going to be on this record. So it's,
and one of the cool things that sticks out about that tune, at least to me, are the background vocals, the harmonies and all that. Is that what you can expect when you come out live to hear you guys?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've got, there's eight people in the band live and six or seven of us are all singing, so there's a lot of vocals.
A sound guy's dream, huh?
Yeah. Well,
how many mics do you need?
We bring our own sound guy for that reason.
See, you're that close. If you can get that roadie for the drums,
got
your own sound guy, you guys are set. You're ready to go.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Very cool. And where did you record this at?
Still work with Jimmy Weaver, a good friend of ours. We're still lucky enough to kind of do like home studio recordings, you know?
I mean,
when I say home studio recording, you're thinking like a laptop and a mic, and it's not quite like that. I mean, it's a little more sophisticated than that, but it's still like a really nice home environment, which, so it's really relaxing and easy to work in, and, you know, you don't feel so like stifled. You know, sometimes the studios can stifle creativity, in my opinion. So when you're at one of your best buddy's house and you're like just hanging out and having beers and just bouncing ideas off each other, that's when it's good, and that's why it's really nice and easy to write these songs and work on them, because it's just such a nice environment, you know.
Yeah, and you hear that from a lot of bands now where, you know, that environment is so nice, and the home studios have really come a long way. And like you had mentioned earlier, Postcards from the Great Lakes, one of your tracks from your last release. You want to hear that right now?
Yeah, Summer's Over.
We're going to get to that. Yeah, okay. We're going to get to that.
Yeah, this song is called Postcards from the Great Lakes.
Any story behind this?
Well, the first record, which again is the foundation of the idea of the project, was just about like life. You know, I've been in so many different bands, been playing music a long time, all of us, and started writing and was like, you know, I don't want to do a band because I got together with three friends and we're like, what's cool now? What do we want to sound like? And this whole project was about being like, this is what I grew up on, and this is what I love, and this is how I naturally write. And these are my influences, or our influences. And let's just stop, I don't know, pretending to be something that we're not, and just be true to ourselves. And so this whole record, the first record, is really just about life, growing up in the Great Lakes and all the things you experience. And so it's just kind of like a, I don't know, like a diary, I guess, of my life to this point and our lives. And so anyway, this is Postcards from the Great Lakes.
Postcards from the Great Lakes, Cities and Coasts, here on Neo Rocks.
In the summer, in the city, I've never
Postcards from the Great Lakes, Cities, and Coasts here on Neo Rocks. What's on your phone?
What's
anything
on
good?
Phone? No, nothing good.
I just wanted to make sure because I was trying to tweet and Facebook and all that good stuff, so I wanted to make sure I didn't.
Yeah, I was looking at my updates on my Twitter, and they were from you.
That's funny. So we're in the same room. You're checking the updates I put about you, and that's awesome. Well, November 28th.
Mm-hmm.
Tell everyone again what's going on.
Really excited. We're dropping a new single off our new record, which the record won't be out until probably January, latest February. But the song will be out by this show, and you can hear it for the first time ever on your radio station. Finer Than Gold is a single, and we're playing at Beachline Ballroom November 28th, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, with our good friends. Dan Maraldi and the Chaos Band and Uptight Sugar, and it's going to be a really, really, really
yes.
fun night.
And Uptight Sugar's also, they have another project that they do
called
Sunrise Jones, and they are probably the best cover band in Cleveland.
Yeah, they're amazing. Incredible.
Anything from like Old Stones, Old Faces, they're great. If you haven't heard of them, check them out. They're unreal.
Name of the band again?
So they have a cover band called Sunrise.
Sunrise Jones is their cover band, but they have recently started an offshoot where they're called Uptight Sugar, and that's their original
stuff.
Project.
But they're amazing, and it's definitely like if you like the vibes of our songs, you know, everything's kind of like throwback, like '60s, kind of '50s, '60s, and then Dan Maraldi is, you know, awesome. He obviously loves the Stones, and you get that vibe from Dan Maraldi. But they're the same, like huge Beatles fans, Stones fans. It's gonna be a very vibey, retro kind of throwback night. But you know, young cats doing old music, and it's fun. It'll be really good.
See, I made fun of you for your phone being out. My phone's been
blowing
up, it's vibrating. I thought I had it on silent. I've never done this before. I've been on the radio. This is the first time ever. So let me just shut this off indefinitely. Yeah, this is great radio right now. Okay, good. We're good to go. Yeah. Where can people go online to find you?
Citiesandcoast.com is our website. I mean, we're on all social media at Cities and Coasts. So Facebook.com/CitiesandCoasts, all spelled out. Twitter.com/CitiesandCoasts, Instagram.com/CitiesandCoasts. And if you Google us, you'll find us too, but...
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you guys for coming down.
Yeah, thank
thanks
so
for having us.
And appropriately enough, we're going to end with a song that is called Summer Is Over.
Yeah. Do you mind if I give the weather just one more try?
You know what? Mikey, go ahead. Do
right.
it.
Well, again, here it's Mikey T. Gould, and it's 43 degrees out, partly cloudy, rain possible at 2 a.m. Your sunrise will be at 7:08 a.m. this morning, rain tomorrow, 100%.
And Mikey? Summer is truly over. Cities and Coasts, thank you guys.
Thanks. Thanks, man.
I took a walk to your apartment. I walked up six and turned left. Stoplight. I walked up the stairs, but only found a note. It says, "Sorry, my dear. I'll move to the West Coast. Well, summer is over." Soundtrack of my heartbreak. When winter has come, like a promise never broke, I'll never miss someone, but I'll miss you the most. Well, summer is over. You had to go chasing the sun. Yeah.
I'll never miss someone, but I'll miss you the most. Well, some.